From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 17th, 2017. This week, we drop in on a group of people using the ancient Latin language to describe visible water hundreds or thousands of feet high. Sound highly suspect? Well, just have a listen for about 25 seconds.
Cumulus.
Stratocumulus.
Altocumulus.
Cirrocumulus.
Stratus.
Altostratus.
Cirrostratus.
Cirrus.
Nimbostratus.
Cumulonimbus.
You've been listening to the 10 basic cloud types, according to the National Weather Service. Since 1802, cloud types have had names from five Latin language roots describing clouds' appearance, location, or rain potential. Cumulus, meaning heap, stratus, meaning strewn or layered, cirrus, meaning curl, altus, meaning high, and nimbus, meaning cloud in Latin, but rain in English usage. Meteorologists classify the 10 basic cloud types you heard further into about 100 species or varieties based on shape, appearance, and internal structure. Clouds form when water vapor molecules in the atmosphere condense into liquid droplets around particles of soil, salt, or other materials called condensation nuclei. Condensation occurs simultaneously with evaporation, the process that turns liquid water back into water vapor. So clouds form when and where temperatures are low enough that condensation exceeds evaporation. Cloud formation and type also depend on the amount of water in the air pressure, winds, and landscape features. The possibilities range in altitude from low, fair-weather cumulus or rainy nimbostratus to mid-level altocumulus or altostratus to high, icy cirrus or the tops of towering cumulonimbus thunderheads rising above 30,000 feet. At any height, clouds tell us about the atmosphere, using signals much older than Latin or any human language. Thanks to several Blacksburg friends for lending their voices to this episode. We close with some music suitable for a clouds conversation, Storm by Torrin Hallett, a student at Oberlin College and Conservatory in Ohio. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.